Gopidana Balava Girivara Dhare Yasodana Dana Prajajanara Dana Yasodanandana Brajadanarajana Yasodanandana Brajadanarajana Yamuna Tira Balachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balava Girivara Dhari Gopi Jana Balava Girivara Dhari Yasoda Nandana Vajjana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Vajjana Rajana Yamuna Tera Vanachari Yamuna Tera Vanachari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल गौरा हरि बोल जय प्रभुपाद 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 शिल प्रभुपाद नम विशुपाद परमसा परिव्राज के चरे अष्टो तरशचि श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस सिल अभय चरणार विंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज चिल प्रभुपाद की जय जय नितलील प्रविष्ट ओं विशुपाद परमसा परिव्राज के चरे अष्टो तरशचि श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस सिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर स्वामी महाराज चिल प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बिंद की जय श्री रूपा श्री सनातन श्री जीव गोपाल बात दास रागुण सद गोस्वामी प्रभु की जय नाम चढ़ शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम सिखो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त बिंद की जय असी श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपिना श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरी गोवर्धन की जय श्री ब्रज भूमि बृंदावन धाम की जाय मथुर धाम की जाय सिनावदीप मायापुर धाम की जाय गंगा माई की जाय यमुना माई की जाय तुलसी देवी की जाय भक्ति देवी की जाय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जाय संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जाय शिल प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जाय सामवेद भक्ताबिंद की जाय Itai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Guru and Sri Gauranga. Nama Om Vishupadaya Krishna Pishta Bhutale Shimati Gopal Krishna Goswami Tramine Prabhupada Sira Saitamya Pakasya Vityaja Charankriban Sadhu Bhagavad Pate Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devim Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyabari Paschacha Desatarine Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So we continue reading from the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 15, slokas, Panch and Che. I'll recite sloka 5 and altogether we'll recite sloka number 6. Iyam cha surati devi guna bhushana bhushana archir nama bararoha pritong eva burandati Translation. The female has such beautiful teeth and beautiful qualities that she will actually beautify the ornaments she wears. Her name will be Archie. In the future, she will accept King Prithu as her husband. Text number 6. Eshaha Shakshat Hare Angsha Jata Loka Rirakshaya Iyam Cha Tatpara Hi Shri Anujanye Anapayine. Esa saksa darir angso jato lokari rakshaya iyam cha tat parahisri ano jagge napayine. Esa saksa darir angso jato lokani rakshaya iyam cha tat parahisri ano yagye napayine. Esa saksa darir angso agdo lokari rakshaya yataya tata yisir ano jagye nipayane. Esa saksa darir angso Esa saksa darir angso dato lokani rakshaya yam satat parohisri no yagye dapayine. Esa saksa darir angso Dato loka nirakshaya Yankata parohisri Ano jagye napai. Matajis Esa saksa darir angso Jato loka nirakshaya Iyam cha tat parahisri Esa saksa darir angso Dato loka nirakshaya Iyam cha tat parahisri Ano yagye napayane. Esa saksa darir angso Dato lokari rakshaya Iyam cha tataram hisri Ano jagne napayane. Esaha, this male, Sakshat, directly, Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Angsha, partial representative, Jataha, born. Loka, the entire world. Virakshaya, with a desire to protect. Iyam, this female. Cha, also. Tatpara, very much attached to him. He certainly, Shri, the goddess of fortune, Anujage, took birth, Anapayini, inseparable. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In the form of King Prithu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared through a part of His potency to protect the people of the world. The Goddess of Fortune is the constant companion of the Lord, and therefore, she has incarnated partially as Archie to become King Prithu's queen. Everybody, please repeat after me again. In the form of King Prithu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared through a part of His potency to protect the people of the world. The Goddess of Fortune is the constant companion of the Lord, and therefore she has incarnated partially as Archie to become King Prithu's queen. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that whenever one sees an extraordinary power, he should conclude that a specific partial representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present. There are innumerable such personalities, but not all of them are direct Vishnu Tattva plenary expansions of the Lord. Many living entities are classified among the Shakti Tattvas. Such incarnations, empowered for specific purposes, are known as Shakchavesh avatars. King Prithu was such a Shakchavesh avatar of the Lord. Similarly, Archie, King Prithu's wife, was a Shakchavesh avatar of the Goddess of Fortune. Omagyana timirandasya ganangana salakaya chakshuru militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manovistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam vandeham shri guru sijuta parakamalam shri gurum vaishnavamsha Si rupam sagrajatan sahagana ragunatan vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam sarvadutam parijana saitam krishna chaitanya devam Si radha krishna padan sahagana lalita si visakam vitam sha He krishna karuna sindo dinavando jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanesvare Visavano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kipasinduvaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siya Dvaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gauravakta Vinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iyam chasu dati devi guna bhushana bhushana archir nama baroroha pritong iba barudati isa saksad darir angso jato lokari rakshaya chamcha tat parahi srir anujagye nupayini. So for the last few verses in this chapter, entitled King Prithu's Appearance and Coronation, has been discussed regarding the plenary expansion, the Goddess of Fortune, the plenary expansion of the Goddess of Fortune, which is none other than Archie. And also a plenary expansion, male plenary expansion of the Lord, Lord Vishnu, who's none other than King Prithu. Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Ete chamsa kalapumsa. Krishna is too Bhagavan Swayam. So, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everyone is His expansions. Sometimes the living entities also, who are marginal in nature, the Jiva Tattva, are sometimes called as Bhagavan, like Narad Muni. Because the empowerment that was given by the Supreme Lord to these living entities, they're also of the same nature as of the Supreme Lord, and therefore sometimes they're called as Bhagavan. So here, King Prithu and Queen Archie came from after the churning of the body of King Vina. First, the poisonous effect came first. And then, after that, this beautiful form as the Sakchavesh avatar, as was explained here by Srila Prabhupada, he says that these are Sakchavesh avatars. These are incarnations of the Supreme Lord, King Prithu, and also Archie. Krishna has different incarnations or expansions, and these are clearly explained by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatan Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter 20, starting from the first expansion, Lord Balaram, then the Chaturbyuha, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasudev, and Sankarsan, and then further later on in the Vaikuntha planets, where the Narayan form of the Supreme Lord, four-arm form of the Supreme Lord, in each arm, He's having different items, holding different items. There are 24 more expansions of the Supreme Lord. They're holding the disc, lotus flower, the club, and which one? Conch shell. Two for the demons and two for the devotees. Lotus flower and conch for the devotees, and that club and the disc for the demons. So these 24 different expansions again of the Supreme Lord, they have in each hand, they're specifically described how they are named after where supposed to be each and every hand or arm is having these different items, they are called. Si Sigornitai ki jai, si Sri Krishna Balaram ki jai, si Sri Radha Shyama Sundar Lalita Visakhadevi ki jai. And so, after that, there's the other expansions of the Supreme Lord. They're called avatars, whereby Shankarsan, another Shankarsan, who is the source of all the incarnations of the Supreme Lord here in the material world. Avatar means they are expansions of the Supreme Lord, and they who descends from the spiritual world. Either they are Vishnu Tattvas, or in the same categories of that Lord Vishnu, or they are Jiva Tattva. Starting from Purusha Avatar, Guna Avatar, Leela Avatar, Manvantar Avatar, Sakchavesh Avatar. So the Purusha Avatar, starting from Mahavishnu himself or Karnadakashai Vishnu, and then he is the source of all the universes, unlimited, innumerable universes in the material world. Prabhupada gave an example, just like in the screen, when you see the screen and there's a sunshine passing through that screen, you've seen so many particles of like dust coming out of one square of the screen. So similarly, in the pores of the body of Mahavishnu, unlimited universes practically are coming out. This is how he creates. And when he inhales, then that's the time of destruction. All the universes goes inside again his body, and they are there in an inanimate situation. And then when he exhales again, then unlimited universes coming out. And in each and every universes, there is another Lord Vishnu called Garbhodakashaya Vishnu. And also another expansion of the Supreme Lord, one of the three Vishnus, Purusha Avatars, is Kshirdakashaya Vishnu, who is the super soul who is present in every nook and corner of his creation. Prabhupada says in one of the purport that anyone who knows the three Vishnus, they're guaranteed liberation and will go back home, back to Godhead. So how many knows? Only the Vaishnavas who are studying or learning these Vedic scriptures, knowing that there are three Vishnus. Not many. Mostly the religions of the world, they only understand that there is only one God. They don't even know that there's these different avatars or incarnations of the Supreme Lord. And then there is the Leela Avatars. Leela Avatars means, it's like in one day of Lord Brahma, the Supreme Lord comes. In the first canto, chapter 3, of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Specific or Scheduled Incarnations of the Supreme Lord, 23 incarnations, or rather 26 incarnations were mentioned. Up to Kalki avatar. And there is Ram, that's part of the Leela avatar. They're also called Kalpa avatar, because in every Kalpas, not all of them comes in one day of Lord Brahma. Some of them comes even once and not anymore after that. Like Hangsa Avatar and Dhanvantari. So Ram, Bamana, Nishingha, Varaha, these are called Lila Avatars. Then there is what you call Guna Avatars. Guna Avatars means, like in the material world, there are three modes of material nature. So in each nature, modes of material nature, there is one predominating deity. In the mode of goodness, it is Lord Vishnu. Mode of passion is Lord Brahma. And in the mode of ignorance is Lord Shiva. And it says that sometimes there is no post that will cover the position of Lord Brahma. So Lord Vishnu himself will come. Garbhodakashaya Vishnu will take that position. And Lord Shiva is in a different category. He's neither man, he's not in Jiva Tattva, he's neither Krishna, but close to Krishna. Closer to Krishna's position, just like yogurt transformed from putting some acid or some, what you call this, lemon to the milk, and it becomes yogurt. But yogurt you cannot put back to become milk again. So there is what you call Manvantar avatars. In one day of Lord Brahma, there are 14 Manus. Manus means there are the law makers of men. So one day of Lord Brahma is quite long. How many billions is like... Lord Brahma lives for 311 trillion years. And there are 50,400 Lord Manus in one lifetime of Lord Brahma. So this is how many Lord Brahma. And right now we are in the 12 o'clock, almost 12 o'clock, noontime of Lord Brahma. So 7th Manu is almost over. We're going to the 8th Manu. And then, what else? Sakchavesh Avatar. The Sakchavesh Avatar, they are empowered incarnations of the Supreme Lord. And there are two kinds of them. Some of them are divine absorptions. It says there are two categories. Bhagavat Avesh and Sakchavesh. These are the categories of Sakchavesh Avatar. In the Bhagavat Avesh, there are personalities such as Kapila Dev, Lord Kapila. He is not in the Jiva Tattva, the son of Devahuti and Kardama Muni. We just discussed recently from the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, who explains the Sankhya philosophy. Rishabh Dev also. It's one of the Bhagavad Avesh. And then there is what you call Sakchavesh Avatar. Now the Sakchavesh Avatar are empowered incarnations of the Supreme Lord in different purposes. Srila Prabhupada gave an example, just like a powerhouse which can give so much electricity, can give electricity to a certain bulb that has different wattage. If you have a 10 watts bulb, it will only emanate 10 watts. And if you have a 100 watts bulb, it will emanate 100 watts. But that doesn't mean that the power that's coming from the powerhouse
is limited only to 10 watt or 100 watt. It can put a big football field into very clear, like daylight also. So this is the power. So there are different shakti. Just like in the spiritual world, Seshanaga, who is none other expansion of Lord Balaram himself, he has this empowerment to personally serve the Supreme Lord. Just like here in Vrindavan, everything that is meant for service of the Supreme Lord is an expansion of Lord Balaram in Seshanaga. So that's why he called Swa Shevana Shakti. Anantadev, another expansion of the Supreme Lord, who has thousands of hoods, and he is the one who is holding the planets within our universe. If you've seen that video that was produced by Dhanavir Goswami, you've seen that picture, that video? That Seshanaga was there under the different planetary systems, the entire universe, and he's holding the entire planets. So he is empowered to bear all of these planetary systems, and that is called Bhudarana Shakti. Lord Brahma also is empowered with the energy to create the cosmic manifestation. He is the engineer. He is not the ultimate creator. He is the secondary creator. It's like an engineer without materials, he will not be able to create or anything. He needs the materials in order to build a structure. So these materials originally came from Lord Vishnu. So he has this empowerment or energy to create the cosmic manifestation. This is called Srishti Shakti. Chatushana or the Kumaras, they have the empowerment to propagate transcendental knowledge, Jnana Shakti. Narad Muni, he has the empowerment to distribute what? Devotional service. He has the most disciples, starting from a snake up to the kings. He is this what you call bhakti, shakti. Parasuram, he has the empowerment to cut down the rogues and demons. He has this shakti called Dushta Damana Shakti. And ultimately, Maharaj Prithu, he has the empowerment to rule the living beings and the planet Earth. And he has this called Palana Shakti. So these are different shaktis of the Shakti avatars. 7 in numbers specifically. And even our in our movement, those acharyas who propagated the Vaishnav culture and affected a lot of devotees to ultimately take shelter under the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, are considered as Sakchavesh avatar. Just like Srila Prabhupada. He is considered as a Sakchavesh avatar, an empowered incarnation of the Supreme Lord to propagate Krishna consciousness all over the world. However, the followers of Srila Prabhupada can be also empowered to propagate Krishna consciousness up to a certain degree, to the degree that they surrender unto the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada or their Guru Maharaj, then to the degree that they'll be able to convince others in Krishna consciousness. We are not the doer, rather we are instruments. And if we follow the same principles of surrender unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, then we can become empowered also to distribute Krishna consciousness to the living beings. Not just in the present age. Devotees should be thinking also in the future. That's why Srila Prabhupada says that our society will go on for the next 10,000 years. So, how do you surrender then? How do you surrender? Surrender means following the instructions of the previous acharyas. Surrender means following also the instructions of Krishna, based from the Bhagavad Gita. And without humility, one cannot surrender. Not possible to surrender without humility. Humility comes from understanding his position, that he is a servant of Lord Krishna, and not just because of his endeavor, or his strength, or his power, or his knowledge, that he'll be able to attain the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. It is not possible that we can surrender unto the Supreme Lord and at the same time become an instrument in spreading Krishna consciousness. They don't go hand in hand. The more one surrenders unto the Supreme Lord, then the more he becomes an empowered representative of the Supreme Lord in order to preach Krishna consciousness to everyone. We have a duty to do. Our duty as aspiring devotees, sadhakas, is to turn the direction of the conditioned souls to go back home, back to Godhead. Now they are gliding towards hellish conditions. The modern so-called civilizations, they are thinking that actually by having themselves become comfortable and having themselves properly situated materially, then they can be happy. So sometimes the devotees must be bold in preaching. Devotees must tell the truth, even if it hurts. And usually, truth hurts. Because most of the times, the materialists, they just want to be flattered. Flattering means you just pat them in their back and saying, yes, 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 you're doing okay. Even though you're doing the wrong thing. The materialists are good on this. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj says that anyone who flatters me, he is my enemy. If somehow we tell the truth to others, it may hurt in the beginning, but ultimately this truth can be understood and it'll be the source of not that person be in anxiety. The problem right now is everyone is in anxiety and everyone is telling that everything is okay. But the devotees, they preach boldly. They tell what is the truth. We don't compromise. Because if we compromise and we don't tell the truth, then we also go to hell and we become an atheist. We don't become instrument of the disciplic succession. So how to become instrument of the disciplic succession and become empowered? We have to tell the truth. We should tell everything without cheating. And anyone who tells the truth, he is not cheating. The materialists, they're expert in telling the untruth, therefore they are expert in cheating. And if you are expert in cheating, that means you're not cheating anybody except yourself. So it is better to be unpopular by telling the truth. But ultimately, you become popular someday. Devotees don't want to become popular, but automatically devotees will become popular by telling the truth. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj says that when you speak on a platform and talking to so many people, it is not so effective than if you speak to one person, one to one. Just like here in Vrindavan, we have so many katakars. And their mission mostly is just to please and have everybody enjoy while kata is going on. And the people are also blind and they are having a good time when the kata is going on. But then when they go home or they go back to their useful places, then their material desires only increases. But a Vaishnava, no, it doesn't matter whether he's unpopular. He will tell the truth. We should inquire ourselves about the absolute and try to understand the process how others can receive the same knowledge. It is not that we inquire about the absolute and keep it to ourselves. Then it will not work. After some time, it will be like, we gave that example from the past, just like a pot that has a hole and has water in it, and the water will just flow out of the pot, and it seems to be that the pot is full, but actually it is empty. So, boldly speaking the truth requires firm determination. The more we determine in devotional service, then the bolder and more courageous he will be as a preacher. We don't have anything else to do in Krishna consciousness except to preach Krishna consciousness to others. Everything that we do actually is some kind of training so that we'll become preachers of Krishna consciousness to others. Irregardless of what we're doing, whether we're doing deity worship or chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, part of the 24-hour kirtan, or making garlands, ultimately we are all preachers. And as much as possible, we try to talk or speak about Krishna consciousness to at least one person a day. It is very important to do this. Because if you speak to others, you also get purified and the other person gets purified, but you get more purified. Because it will have more effect on what you're saying to others. I remember talking with one person many years ago, and I met him again about a week or two. And he said to me, Prabhuji, you know what? You told me something that I really remember for many, many years. I says, yes, I cannot even remember because he's talking to so many people. So, yes, you remember asking me, how are you and how did you come to Krishna consciousness? So I told you that I am a life member. And then then you told me, after telling you that I'm a life member, then you told me that, are you a live member? Because many life members are not alive. After giving their money, they think that they're members for the rest of their life and they don't have to do anything. So he said that actually this stuck into my mind. And actually right now he's one of the co-presidents of the temple in Faridabad. So he took it into his heart that actually whatever we tell others, knowingly or unknowingly, it will have an effect on them. Especially if you are telling them the truth, which may hurt, which may be pinching to them because they don't want to hear these things. You're bothering their sense enjoyment. They don't want, you know, austerity or, you know, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It's like I asked one person yesterday, how are you? And how is your chanting? Oh, sometimes I chant, sometimes I don't chant. And how about your wife? Oh, she's chanting 16 rounds every day. Oh, that means she is a very, very powerful. She is more powerful than you. And the husband definitely would not want to hear this. It says in the sastras that the husband should be strong. But now, if the husband is weak, and the wife is stronger than the husband, then that is good. Because she will carry him. She will lift him up. So I told everything to him. And he did not get so much upset, I think. And then I told him ultimately that actually your greatest enemy is your mind. Because the mind, this mental speculation, the ahankar or the false ego actually is because of mental speculation. When you speculate, then you become proud that you think that you are the doer. So I told him that because your mind is not strong, is not controlled, then the senses are wild. So I hope that he will remember what I said after many, many years and he'll say something to me also later on. So only devotees can give Krishna to others. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is beyond the modes of material nature. Only those who've seen Krishna face to face can be real preachers. And others can also preach under the guidance of that preacher, able preacher. So ultimately, we cannot repay Srila Prabhupada, the parampara. We cannot pay our debts to them. And we can only pay our debts if we preach. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Swami Maharaj says that only those who have life, they can preach. You cannot preach if you don't have life. Means life means full of spiritual energy. Just like in order for our body to get nourished, we take prasadam, then we become strong.
So in order for our spiritual life to become stronger and stronger, we have to chant offenselessly. And we also have to take prasadam, of course. That's part of the diet. But especially, we don't have to wait that saying that, oh, Prabhuji, I'm not pure enough. How can I preach? What can I preach? What can I say? I'm not empowered. I'm not a Sakchavesh avatar. I'm not like Prabhupada. So I don't think I can preach. I cannot say anything to others. It doesn't have any value. But actually, no. Prabhupada says we should just be like peons. Peons means we're like mailmen. We just repeat what the parampara says, what Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. We may not be perfect, but if we preach the perfect message, then that makes us perfect. In spite of so many frailties and failures, we become perfect. So devotees go door to door. A good example of going door to door is Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. So devotees, those who actually preaching day after day after day after day, they are empowered. They are empowered by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They have the taste. During the traveling Sankirtan party of some devotees who were like the number one book distributors in the world, headed by Tripurari Swami from America. So they were in Chicago. And so Prabhupada asked them, so what do? During your book distribution, you're traveling. Then Maharaj was saying that, actually, we're also telling devotees the technique of book distribution, of preaching. And we told them, our technique is good sadhana, getting up early in the morning, chanting the rounds, following the morning programs, reading the books at least 2 hours a day. And in this way, this technique will help them improve their book distribution. And Prabhupada says, this is not our technique. This is our only technique. We got nothing else. Simple. There is one sannyasi. He will chant his rounds before he goes out preaching at least 12 rounds. Because sometimes it's difficult to finish the whole rounds. And he will finish his rounds by 10 o'clock in the morning. Because after 10 o'clock, the modes of material nature is so difficult that our mind travels all over the world, all over the universe, as fast as the speed of light. So we should try to do this also. Of course, some pujaris, they have their services in the morning, so they're not be able to chant their rounds immediately, but they have certain time allocated for chanting their rounds. But for majority, the general devotees who are able to chant their rounds in the morning, don't chant half in the morning and half in the evening. Maybe some rounds in the evening, but that is also, you can say extra rounds. Because real chanting means you don't think of anything else, only chanting. So the problem is the later we chant our rounds, then the more the mind will not be peaceful. And will not be able to concentrate on the holy name, which means we will not be empowered. So that is very important. That we should take shelter, ultimately, of the lotus feet of Guru and Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj says that in one lifetime, we will see Krishna face to face. We will become empowered also to show others Lord Krishna's beautiful form, Tribhanga form, Shama Sundar. So, we cannot aspire to really a big preacher, but anyhow we can preach a little bit, Krishna will give the empowerment. We can be a minute Sakchavesh avatar. Prabhupada says one time also that Krishna is the big God and we are the small gods. So we cannot be like a big Sakchavesh avatar, try to imitate them, but as much as possible, if we can do to the best of our ability, sincerely, how we can please Guru and Krishna by telling others about Krishna, then that is eternally in Krishna's black book. So we'll stop here. Is there any question or comment? Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, as you told, one preacher should speak the truth.
Yes.
But in initial days, one problem generally a devotee faces, like me, that accept the truth, it is very difficult in the initial days because we are not so strengthened. The first problem is that one devotee speaks the truth, it hurts me or means hurts us in such a way that I commit offense towards the devotee. First is, I'm committing Vaishnava Parad. And the relation is little bit, I will be afraid and I will maintain some distance from him. So second thing is, I'm going far from the relationship with the devotee. So how can we come out of this and how one can develop this acceptance of the truth in the initial days of Krishna consciousness?
One time when Srila Prabhupada was preaching in Rishikesh, and he was preaching so boldly because Prabhupada never compromised. So one Indian lady asked Srila Prabhupada, how come you speak so, seems to be hurts, is very painful when you speak, when we hear is so painful because you're talking about the truth. And Prabhupada says that when you have a boil, you had boil before? I had before, right here. Just came out of nothing. When you have a boil, you don't push air. The pain will not go away. You know what? When you have a boil, you have to cut with a knife. Ugh, so painful. It's already painful. But when you use a knife to cut it, it is more painful. To take out the pus. So, if you're telling the truth without any false ego to the person and you're main purpose is to help that other person. Of course, you can only tell this to the person if you have a relationship. If there is no relationship and you tell this to a person, person to person, he will think otherwise that you are envious of him or you don't like me. Right? Or you are just popped up. But if I have a relationship with you, you can punch me in my nose and I will take it lovingly. Because I'm wrong. And you're telling me what it is. What is the fact? What is the truth? So first of all, before you tell others,
something about Krishna consciousness, you have to feel that person. That's why we have to be like an expert mendicant. A doctor, he doesn't give so much medicine immediately. It's like if you go to an Ayurvedic doctor, he will say, okay, you try this medicine for 10 days. See if you can take it. And then if it's not working, okay, I give you a little bit higher dosage. So we should be expert to feel that person. And because that person that I spoke yesterday, I had already some interactions with him. I know him from before. That's why I can say what I said to him. That the wife, if she's stronger, or your wife is stronger than you. You see? I cannot say that directly to a person. That person will maybe, smash me in my face. So, do not be afraid of the truth, to tell the truth. But if you are hesitant, you can tell other person who has a relationship with that devotee, or who has in a position to tell that other person about the truth, then in this way, indirectly, you are telling that devotee what is the truth. But truth has to be spoken. If you don't speak the truth, then you're part of ignorance. Do you understand? You may not directly speak the truth to that person because you're afraid something may happen or your relationship will become spoiled. So tell to another devotee who has a good relationship better than you, or a person who has a position to tell him. Because if we don't tell him, actually we are violent. It is violence. If you don't tell the truth, that person will not be peaceful. Only if you tell the truth to others, it may hurt, but ultimately later on, he'll be anxiety free. But right now, he is full of anxiety because he doesn't know the truth. That will be able to help him to become anxiety free. And if you are afraid that it will disturb him more, don't tell. Tell it to others. But still you must tell. If you don't tell, then you're harming him more. You're doing him more harm. Okay? Anything else? So all of you will be Sakchaves avatars? A little bit. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Itai go Premanande.
Hi.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, 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 Hare, Hare,
Hare Krishna, Thank you.
Krishna.